Hello, my name is Matt Wilstein, and this is The Last Laugh. Today, I want to share with you a clip from my upcoming live episode with Sacha Baron Cohen. When Sacha and I spoke for about an hour in front of a live audience as part of SAG Conversations last week, we went deep on all of the crazy things that happened during the filming of his recent Showtime series, Who is America? But then, we started talking about the Borat movie, and he confirmed something that I had only heard rumors about regarding Pamela Anderson's role in the film and the unlikely effect it had on her very short marriage to Kid Rock. So please enjoy this clip and listen to our full conversation when the episode premieres next Tuesday, June 4th. So the climax of that movie is the Pamela Anderson kidnapping scene, which there's been a long debate over whether she was in on it or not. So do you want to clear that up for everyone now? Was Pamela Anderson in on that moment?
So she was the only person in on that movie, yes. She was, I think, otherwise it would have been kidnapping.
Right, right.
And we did that scene twice, actually. The first time we did a book signing, and I grabbed her over my shoulder and ran out with her, and no one did anything. I was like, what kind of fans are these? Like, and so we did it again, and they started running after me. And I turned, and I didn't realize, but she actually clipped her jaw. And she's actually amazingly brave. She lost two things. One, she lost a tiny bit of bone from her jaw, so she should really have gotten an award for that. And secondly, she lost her husband. So my wife is... No? Yeah, it's okay. So later on, Kid Rock saw the movie. And I texted Pamela Anderson and I said, how did it go? What did you think? And she texted back, he's getting divorced. I was like, why? She goes, the movie. And I thought it was a joke, but then a few weeks later they got divorced and they put as reason for divorce, Borat. So it had some casualties.
Yeah, you can take credit for that too. That's you got Dana Rohrabacher out.
I think they were a fantastic couple, yeah. So it's a shame. Much better than Julian Assange or whoever she dated later on.
Yeah. Hope you enjoyed that little preview of my conversation with Sacha Baron Cohen. There are a lot more insane stories where that came from, so make sure you're subscribed to The Last Laugh on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts, and check out the full episode when it drops on Tuesday.